spoken a lot over the past couple of days about the idea that a ganav has two chiyuvim to pay back a nigmav. First of all, there's a chiyuv ashava, v'heishiv esagzeila ashagazal. That pasuk, even though it's mentioned in the context of zeila, it applies to gneva as well. But there's also a chiyuv on the ganav and the gazlan, a chiyuv tashlumi, that even if the gzeila is no longer kayan, let's say it got broken, he still has a chiyuv tashlumi. The Gemara Daf Samavav and Aleph points out that even if the gazlan or the ganav improved the chayfetz, even if he improved the chayfetz, he also no longer has a chiyuv hashava, but rather he only has a chiyuv damim, a chiyuv tashlumin, kashas agneva, kashas agzeil. That's what the Gemara says over here. Amar Rabba, shini kone ksiva utanina, ksiva veheishiv esagzeil hashagazal. Rabbah introduces us to the halacha of shinui konin, that even in a situation where the ganav or the gazlan improved the object, so you would say the nignav wants it back, he wants it back in the improved state, the halacha is the ganav doesn't have to give it back in the improved state. He's konin b'shinui. He's konin the object b'shinui and now becomes his. There's no din of v'heishiv esagzeil hashagazal because it's not kein shagazal, but rather he just has to be meishiv dami. And we discussed whether that is really a kiyum in the hashava or is it a separate pasuk v'shila mosav erosha, a separate chiyuv. So Rabba says that this halach is ksiva and tnin. It's both a pasuk and it's a mishnah. The pasuk v'heishiv esagzeil hashagazal, if it's not kein shagazal, then dami ba'ama b'yishlumi. Tnina, it's also a mishnah. Hagoz leitzim asan kalim, tzemav asan begodim, mishalim kishas hagzeil. Mishnah at the beginning of the ninth parak says that if a person steals eitzim, he made it into kelim. He improved on the eitzim, or he steals tzemer, he makes it into a beged. So then he's kone the tzemer, he's kone the eitzim, kone the chefetz agazel, and he pays damim like at the time of the gezela. If the eitzim are worth, let's say, 10 at the time of the gezela, he pays kashas hagzela, he pays 10. He doesn't have to pay the full value of the kelim. This is the halacha that Rabbah introduces us to. Comes Rashi and adds a very important point. Shinikon, hecha d'shanim hu biyadayim shidle d'midaraisa v'adakana. V'chimchad l'boi l'ahadrinu b'inayu aladomim mishalim. Says Rashi, a gazlan is kona b'shinoi. If he's mishana the chayv, it's biyadayim, he's kona b'shinoi. And it's poshet min haTorah, he's kona. What does he say? It's poshet min haTorah. What's Rashi referring to? So that's Rabbah's statement, which we'll have to get to in Mitzvah Shem. The rabbi says it's poshut ben haTorah that the gazlan is kona b'shinui, but b'yush it's not so clear that he's kona, that there's a daraisa kinyan for the gazlan. What does Rashi add over here? He says the gazlan is kona b'shinui if he's shani lebiyadayim. If it is a shinui biyadayim, he changed the object physically, right? He did a maisa to change the object, so then he's kona. And be'emes that's really is mashma from the Mishnah. Goes late to Mason Kalim is talking about a Shinui B'Yadayim, so it's not such a pella that Rashi explains that way. But Rashi is saying that's the halach of Rabbah. The Rabbah holds that Shinui is Kone min haTorah if he's Shoni Luhu B'Yadayim. Frektik Tzos HaChoshen in Simin Shin Nun Dalet Tzikot Gimel, we know that V'Heshev HaSagzeil HaShagazal teaches me that there's something significant to a Shinui, even if it's a Shinui D'Memela. How do I know that? There's another Mishnah. The Gemara over here, Samach Vavam and Al, talks about Shinui, but there's a Mishnah in Samach on Sadi Vavam and Beis. Gozal behema v'hizkina avadam v'hizkina mishalim kishas hakzela. Someone who steals a behema v'hizkina, the behema got old, it's not worth as much, it was worth 100, now it's only worth 80. The halacha is that the gazlan has to pay kishas hakzela, he pays the full amount. And then the Mishnah has other cases. Gozal matbev and nizdak peres v'rekivu yayim v'echmes misham kishas hakzeim. You pay kishas hakzeim. So the Gemara in Sari Chesam Abayis discusses when does he pay kishas hakzeim and when does he not. Ashkechei Rav Chista l'Rabba Bar Shmuel lama leitonis midi b'isra anah. Rav Chista met Rabba Bar Shmuel, he says, did you learn anything about Yisra anah? Amalei in tanina v'eshev esakzeila matam alam hashagazal Yahzikain Shagaza. Rabbi Bar Shmuel says to Rav Chista, the pasuk Veishva Sagzela Shagazal teaches me what? Im Kain Shagazal Yahzim. Ikan Amr Gazal Mabev and Ifso Paris Vikib Yahim Vehech Mis Chum of Enigmas, etc. Omala Haresha Cholofanecha. He says, in all these cases, he can say, the gazlan can say, I'm giving you the object. It's not worth the same thing that it was worth at the time of the gzela. That doesn't matter. So the Gemara asks, but we find in the Mishnah not like that. That the Mishnah says that gozlam abev and istak peres v'kivu etc. Meshalem kishas hagzelin. He can't say reshach alufanecha. So the Gemara says, well, it depends if it's herkivu kulon, herkivu mitzasan. Basically, it depends if it's a real shinui or not a real shinui. If it's a shvach shinui, so then he can say harishach alufanecha. I stole an object. The object still is here. Right? Something happened to the object, but the object is still here. There really wasn't a shinoi hanikar to the object. So I can say Arishach Alofanecha, the gazlan can give it back. He doesn't have to pay the full domim of the gzela. But if there really was a shinoi, so then Veishos Gzela Shagozal tells me that it's no longer Kain Shagozal, then you have to pay domim. You can't give back the object. How do you pay the domim? Kshas Gzela. So that shaila, whether you pay Kshas Gzela or you can say Arishach Alofanecha, that's also a function of shinoi. If there's a real shinui, so then he has to pay damim kishas hagzela. If there's no real shinui, so then he can say hareshach alufanecha. So frek d'ksos, I don't understand. The shinui that we're talking about over here on the Mishnah Sariva, there's no shinui b'yadayim. The gazan didn't do anything b'yadayim. It's a shinui d'memela that happened to the object. The peros became spoiled, the matbea got nifsal, the behema was his skin. Something happened to the object, something happened to the behema that made it worth not as much as the time of the gzeila. But there's no shinui b'yadayim. Now, if you're going to learn both halachas, both this din, whether you can say Arishach Alofanecha or not, and the din that the gazlan is kona b'shinui, if you're going to learn them both from Heshvus Hagzeila Shagozal, im ke'in Shagozal, yachzer and not, and if not, then there's some kind of a kinyan, there's some kind of a change over here. So then how can Rashi say that by shinui kona, it has to be a shinui b'yadayim? And yet, l'gabi the din of whether the gazan can say hareshach alofanecha or not, clearly that's not a function of shinui b'yadayim. Even if the shinui is a shinui d'memele, if it's a shinui hanikah, then the gazan can't say hareshach alofanecha. And if it's not a shinui hanikah, he can't say hareshach alofanecha. So what's going on? They learn from the same pasuk. If they learn from the same pasuk, how can Rashi say that the gazlan kona b'shinui is dafka shinui b'yadayim? What does it mean, a gazlan kona b'shinui? Pasha pshat is a gazlan kona b'shinui. Let's say he's makdish the object after he's kona. Right? Rabbi over here on some of us is not talking about hareshach alofanecha. Not talking about the tashlumei damim. He's saying the gazlan is kona. Right? The gazlan is kona. So taka, what's the gazlan is kona? So then he can't return the object. Damim ba'alma boy shlumei. But here we're talking about his ability to be kona the object. So that means that he can be makdish, he can be mocher, and he mamish owns the object. So here, somehow Rashi holds that you need a shinui b'yadayim. And yet, regarding the din of hareshach alofanecha, Rashi doesn't say like that. Rashi said, it's nothing to do with Rashi. The Gemara is talking about a shinui d'memel, it's not talking about a shinui b'yadayim. How can that be? They both learn from the same pasuk. So if this idea that if it's not ke'en shagozal, it's nishtanes, that somehow the din is different, l'chor, it should apply to the same type of shinui. Why here, by the din of hareshach alofanecha, shinui is significant even if it's a shinui d'memel, and yet in Rabbah's halacha of shinui kona, Rashi defines the shinui as being a shinui d'beyadayim. That's the ktosis kasha on Rashi. We find a similar kasha the Pnei Yeshua is on the Gemara earlier. The Gemara on Samachayim Abay says, Omer Rabbi Lo, Gonav Tlev Nasa Ayil, Egel V'Nasa Shor, Nasa Shinui B'yada Ukena'o. Rabbi Loa has this amazing halacha. Gonav tlev v'nasa ayil. Person steals a tlev. He steals a sheep. And it becomes an ayil. It becomes a grown-up sheep. Egel v'nasa shor. He steals a calf and it becomes a shor. So zokt Rabbi Loa nasa shinui b'yadam. Shinui. There's a shinui. Ukena'o, he says. Tavachomocha shalom toveach shalom mocha. Meaning he's not going to be chayav b'alveh. We know that if a ganav steals an object, steals a shor or steals a set, dafka shor v'set, so then tavach hamachar he's chayav d'alveh. If he's not tavach hamachar, he's chayav karen b'kefil. But if tavach hamachar, then he's chayav d'alveh. Comes Rabbi Eloi and says, well, what's in this case? He was ganav a tleh. So if he was tavach hamachar the tleh, then he'd be chayav d'alveh for the tleh. But here the tleh was nasa ayel. There was a shinoi. Zok Rabbi Lo, nasa shini biyado. If there's a shini that happens, so then kana'o, it becomes the ganavs, And then shalohu toveach shalohu mocheh. The din of dala behei is only if he's toveach shel hanignav. He takes the object of the nignav, takes the behema, I should say, the shor oseh of the nignav, steals it, and then he's toveach mocheh that shor v'seh. But if it's not the shor v'seh of the nignav, but how can that be? He stole the shor v'seh of the nignav. If something happened to the shor v'seh that now he's kano, and now it's his shor v'seh, Rabbi Loa says, Nasashine biyado, and now he's not going to be chayev dal vehei. He'll be chayev karen vekefil, but he's not going to be chayev dal vehei because shalom tovei, shalom mocher. Rabbi Chanina argues, we're not going to get to the whole Gemara. It's a complicated shock of the time. If we were learning the whole parak, we'd really spend time in this Gemara. It's a beautiful discussion here in the Gemara. Rabbi Lado says that gonav klev nasa'ayli, you have a shinoi. So he says there's no din of dal vehei because shalom tovei, shalom mocher. So if you were to ask me, pashup shad in the sugya, Rabbi Lado seems to hold that gonav klev nasa'ayli by a shinoi de memela, he's kona. He's kona le'inyan dalet vehei, shalom tovei, shalom mocher. And he's kona stam. Right? He's kone, gonav klev nasa'ayli, he's kone. If he wants to be makdish the tleh, he can be makdish the tleh. Right? He should be kone completely. Chora. And that's how Tosfos learns. Tosfos says, v'iyam et shinui kone, in the Hemshech of the Gemara, he says, v'iyam et shinui kone, perish. Ki hay the tleh nasa'ayli, if you hold shinui kone. Right? The Gemara asks this question. We'll see later that there's a machlokas b'shan b'sila where the shinui really is kone. But the Gemara asks, if you hold Shinui Kona, Rabbi Chanina says, if you hold Shinui Kona, etc. So Tosfos says, well, just one second. If you hold Shinui Kona, everyone holds Shinui Kona. That's Rabbi's halacha. Everyone says Shinui Kona. How can the Gemara have a kasha? I'm a Shinui Kona. That doesn't make any sense. Perish ki hai the tlev and asa ayil. Aval hop shita the Shinui Kona kida amir basama the Shinui Kona le beisila. Beisila paskin Shinui Kona. Rabbi holds Shinui Kona. The Gemara's kasha is not with the Shinui Kona. It's where the Shinui is Kona by tlev and asa ayil. What's the difference between Tlevin Asa'il and regular Shinui Kona? Well, Tlevin Asa'il is a Shinui de Memela. It's not a Shinui that the Ganef did. Oh, so the Gemara is entertaining the possibility. Maybe the Shinui of Tlevin Asa'il is not going to be Kona. Why is it not Kona? It's a Shinui de Memela. It's not a Shinui Biadayim. Right? So that's the shock of the time of the Gemara. Rabbi Law holds what? Rabbi Law holds that even a Shinui de Memela is Kona, according to Tosfos, right? But the whole discussion of the Gemara is Tlevin Asa'il might be different. Rabbi Lah holds it's not different, but that's the discussion of the Gemara. That's how Tosfos learns, and that's really the Pasha Pshar in the Gemara. Rabbi Lah says Kano, meaning even Tlevin Asa'il, Shinui Kona. Comes Rashi and learns differently. Nasa Shinui Biyadu Kano, what does Rabbi Lah say? Ukano b'shinui leho milsa dim tovach umocha shalo tovach. Rabbi Lah's mechadesh that Gonav Tlevin Asa'il, Nasa Shinui Biyado, Ukano, not Kano Lagamri, Kano Le'inyan Zeh, that Shalom Tovei Shalom Mocheh, he's not going to be Chayav Dal Vehei. Why does Rashi say that? He should say, Rabbi Yilah holds, Gonav Tlevin Asa'il, Nasa Shinui Biyado, Ukano, L'chol Mili. No, he says, it's only Kano Le'inyan Zeh. Upatim Yidal Vehei. Avol Karen V'Kefil, Mashalim Karen Ki Hashta. Okay, let's just leave out Kefil for the time being. Let's talk about Karen. He says, Avol Karen, Rabbi Yilah would admit that Karen Yimashalim Ki Hashta. What does that mean? So we talked about that. All right, we talked about that. Let's get the timeline again. All right, at the Shas Geneva, let's say at the Shas Geneva, this was only a tle. A tle is, let's say, worth $10. Right? And then the tle was Nasa Ayel. Now it turns into an Ayel. And it's worth, let's say, $20. And then there's a Tavicha. Right. After it's Nasa Ayel, is it Tzvicha, Zokter B'ilah, Shalom Tovea, Shalom Moche. Right? This Ganav is going to be Chayev to pay what? He was Tovech, right? He was Tovech. So Shalom Tovea, Shalom Moche. He doesn't have to pay Dalai Behei, because it's not a Behema Shalom Nigna. So he's got to pay the Karen. He has to pay Karen. And he has to pay Kefa. How much does he pay? So if you were to ask me, I'd say, if Ganav Tlevin Asa'il is Nasa Shinui Biyado Kano, if he's Kona it, so once he's Kona the object over here, if he's Kona the Behem over here, so then we can't look at the value of the Behem when it's 20. When he's Toveach, right, what's the Chiv of Tzvicha? Tavro Shasya, remember? The Tzvicha is like another Maisa Geneva. So if he's not Kona it, so then we should evaluate the Geneva and the Dalai Behei and the Kefil based on the Shas Tavicha, because that's like another Geneva. But if he's Kona the object, then we don't look at the Shas Tavicha anymore. We look at the Shas Geneva. The Shas Geneva was worth 10. So he's chayav keren kashas gneva. He's also chayav kefil kashas gneva too, but leave the kefil out. Let's just keep it simple. He should be chayav keren kashas gneva because he was kona. Says Rashi, no. Rabbi Elon never meant to say he's kona legamri. He's only kona le'inyan zeh that the behema no longer is viewed as shel hanignav, so he's not going to be chayav dala behema for the tficha. But how does he pay keren? How much does he pay for keren? He pays 20 for keren. He's mishalim keren kihashta because the behema really still belongs to the nignav. Right? The nignav still owns the behema. It's only le'inyan zeh that shalo tovea shalo hu mochem. It's not completely of the nignav, right? Since it's gone up to Levin Asa'il, somehow it's not completely of the nignav. So if it's not completely of the nignav, you can't be chayav dal vehei. But it doesn't really belong to the ganav. It's not really the ganavs. So it's not really, it's sort of like in, right, it's a Twilight Zone, right? It's a little bit the ganavs, but it's not really a little bit the ganavs. It's the ganavs vis-a-vis that it's not a tzvicha of the nignav's behema, so we're going to say shalot tovea shalom mochi, it's not chayav dal vehei. But it doesn't really fully belong to the ganav, and that's why he's going to pay keren kihashta. He's not going to pay keren kishas gineva. He pays keren kihashta because it really still does belong to the nignav. Vis-a-vis tashlume keren, it really does belong to the nignav. Rabbi Yila probably would say that the ganav can't be makdish this behemoth. It doesn't really belong to him. It only belongs to him vis-a-vis this halacha, that there's no chiyav dala behe shalo tover shalom. Why did Rashi explain simply? Rabbi Elah holds, "Gonav tleven asayal nasashini v'yoda u'kano shalot tovei shalom mocha." But he's kona legamri. If he's kona legamri, Itaka shouldn't pay keren kihashta. He should pay kishas. He should pay kishas geneva. Right? He's kona completely. So the fact that it's worth 20 now, who cares? It's his behemah now. So now that he does a tzvicha, oh, that's a new gneva. It's not a new gneva. It's not the nignav's object anymore. Why does Rashi interpret Rabbi Elah in such a strange way? He's very nuanced in his approach. Rabbi Elah only says kana'o v'nasashini biyado le'inyan zeh that shalot tovei shalom mocha. Why doesn't he just say he's kona legamri like Taisus? Why does Rashi split it like that? You see from both of these Rashis, that Rashi had a very interesting shita about Shinui Kona. Reb Chaim, in his Sefer on the Rambam, in Hilchos Gzeila, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav, points out already that there really are two dinim that emerge from this Pasuk Veishvas HaGzeila Shagos. We basically identify the both of them. Right? One is that Shinui is Kona. Shinui Kona. Shinui is Kona for the Gazda. And the other is that there's no more Haresha Halafanecha. Right? If the object, let's say, goes down in